You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
The Iranian Smugglers Trafficking Fuel into Pakistan, by Laura Maloney. In Pakistan, a gallon of diesel costs more than $3. In Iran, it's just 34 cents. The math is simple, and it sends droves of poor Iranian smugglers speeding to the border in beat-up Toyota pickups loaded with fuel. Sadegh Sori tried his best to keep up while trailing the couriers over dusty mountain roads in the southeastern province of Sistan and Balochistan for his series Fuel Smuggling. They don't stop on the way, Sori says, and they drive very fast. Millions of gallons of fuel illegally exit Iran each month, some 26.4 million from Sistan and Balochistan province alone, according to state media. The government has tried a number of measures to stop the flow, like slashing fuel subsidies, erecting fences and walls along the border, and imposing steep fines on smugglers who get caught. But they don't address the underlying problems that cause people to smuggle in the first place. Drought, unemployment, and low fuel prices in Iran are the main cause of fuel smuggling, which has caused most of the youth in this province to perform this risky and lucrative job, Sori says. The journey begins at a fuel depot, where smugglers pump hundreds of gallons of diesel or paraffin oil into plastic tanks in their truck beds. They set off speeding sometimes more than 100 miles an hour up twisting mountain roads, their license plate numbers obscured with cardboard or mud. Some drop the fuel off at the border, letting others load it onto donkeys for the more grueling trek through the mountains of Pakistan. Those who want greater profits travel the whole way themselves. Sori grew up in Sistan and Balochistan, seeing the smugglers' vehicles on the road, but it was only in 2013, after U.S. sanctions spurred a spike in smuggling, that he felt compelled to document them. At first, they thought he was a police spy and shunned him, but as time went by, they began to trust him and even introduced him to cousins or neighbors in the business. In most families, there's at least one smuggler, he says. He tagged along on 7 treks across the border over the next 4 years, photographing them with his DSLR on the road, at fuel depots, and even in their homes. Sometimes he followed in his car, other times he hopped in theirs. Police officers stopped him on multiple occasions, sometimes wiping his memory cards clean or destroying them entirely. The gritty, stomach-wrenching photographs that survive underscore the danger smugglers face on the road. In one, a man sits inside his vehicle, its windshield splintered by bullets from pursuing police. Another photo shows a young man holding up stumps for hands, the result of a fiery crash. It's a steep price to pay, and one that makes the math far less simple.